In 1972, I became the director of citizenship development for the Social Ethics Agency in the Southern Baptist Convention. It was a good place to be, a progressive place to be. The first book that I ever wrote on religion and politics was on Christian citizenship. There is a fundamentalist reconstruction of America going on at a terrifying number of levels. What I wrote then and what I am reading now are poles apart in the courts, in legislatures, and most dangerously behind the scenes in areas like education, suppressing long-held pluralistic values and injecting Christianist white supremacist and misogynistic ones, the dominionist dream of controlling the so-called seven mountains of society hasn't come true yet, but it keeps getting closer. And so it was with alarm that I read Deseret News religion reporter Maya Jaradat's recent article headlined, "What is Biblical Citizenship?" But let's find out, since the author is back with us again today. Maya, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So let's start right there. What is biblical citizenship?
Biblical citizenship, I mean, look, the term sounds okay on the surface, right? I mean, it sounds just fine. If, you know, you're thinking about the Bible from the kind of context of loving your neighbor, you know, what does that mean? Loving your neighbor means taking care of them. I mean, that's my perspective. So it sounds okay in theory. But the version of biblical citizenship that is circulating, you know, in Christian nationalist circles now is exactly that. It's a kind of thinly veiled or not so thinly veiled attempt to kind of assert Christian nationalism. Mm-hmm. And I do feel that it is an attempt to kind of disrupt some of the cornerstones of democracy, you know, just through this kind of approach of, you know, saying that the Bible and God comes before our democratic institutions.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You enrolled in a course to prepare you to be a good biblical citizen. Who runs this course and how is it promoted?
Yeah. So the course is offered by Rick Green and his Patriot Academy. What's interesting, really, really actually kind of interesting to me is the structure of the course, that the materials are available for free online. So basically anyone can kind of quote unquote run a course, if you will. And this was emphasized at the end of the course itself, that anyone can get the materials and just kind of offer them up or play them to small groups, you know, whether in their homes or in churches. So it's easy to spread the material. And I think that's a really important aspect of the course. And what, you know, Rick Green and others are doing is they really want this stuff to spread like seeds throughout the nation and take root. And, you know, something that I felt was a little jarring about one of the people who spoke in the course, who, you know, was a quote unquote constitution coach who had led courses in biblical citizenship at a church. She said that you don't have to really worry about understanding the content. You can just kind of pop it in and hit play. And I thought, well, my goodness, that's a bit dangerous, you know, that you're going to just be a vehicle to spread this content that you may or may not fully understand. Like, that really struck me and made me uncomfortable with the content, if that makes sense.
Who is Rick?
So Rick Green is a former Texas state legislator. It is important to note where I first came across the term biblical citizenship. Mm-hmm. I first heard the term in connection to a rally that I attended in Dalton, Georgia last December. It was ahead of the Senate runoffs in Georgia, mm-hmm, that were so important, especially in the wake of Biden's win. So I first encountered the term biblical citizenship last year ahead of the event in Dalton. And I heard about this quote unquote biblical citizenship barnstorming tour. Now that's a bit of a mouthful. I was like, wait, what is this? A biblical citizenship barnstorming tour. So I went to the church there in Dalton, and there Rick Green, the former Texas state legislator, Rick Green, and the former U.S. Representative Michelle Bachmann both spoke. And I continued to kind of puzzle over the term. And that's when I decided that I wanted to take one of Rick Green's free 8-week courses mm-hmm. on the topic. The funny thing, I have to say that one of the funniest parts of trying to figure out what biblical citizenship is and how to write this piece was that I never got a straightforward answer. Like, there's never a moment in the course where they go, biblical citizenship is X, Y, Z, and this is how you do it. They spend 8 classes kind of talking around it. You know what I mean? And so I found that kind of baffling. So I did reach out to Rick Green for, I really wanted a super clear, I was like, can you tell me in a sentence, can you define this term for me? And so the answer I got was that Rick Green told me via email, a constitutional republic works best when citizens follow the biblical commands on everything from obeying just laws, proper taxation, work ethic, loving your neighbor, freedom of choice, free market principles, and so many other issues that affect our daily lives. Okay, which is still kind of amorphous, but basically what they're driving at with these courses is that they really want Americans, Christians to be specific, and conservative Christians to be even more specific, to become deeply involved in the political process. And I think that's kind of the most important aspect of the course, is that they want people taking this information out and spreading it, but they also want people running for office. And this is, it was really interesting to hear this emphasis on asking people to run for office. I mean, from, you know, small things like the local school board all the way up, you know, to congressional seats. And this is, I mean, that was a fascinating thing to me, because I've heard a number of pastors have mentioned this to me in the past year or so. I wonder where the rhetoric is coming from. And the language I've heard from pastors, you know, conservative kind of right wing pastors, has all been the same as well. Like, we need to get Christians running for office. You know, it needs to be like a whole ballot thing, right? From the bottom, you know, the lowest, smallest offices all the way to the top. I heard this at Faith and Freedom Coalition. It's rhetoric I keep hearing over and over and over again. And then the other thing that was compelling to me about Rick Green and a parallel I keep hearing from pastors is this black robed regimen that's being invoked. I've heard pastors have brought it up with me. Rick Green brought it up during a lecture on biblical citizenship, not during the course, but during a lecture about biblical citizenship at a church. Mm-hmm. There's this invoking of this black robed regimen, which historians actually say is a misappropriation of what, you know, what the idea was during the Revolutionary War, but that they've taken this idea and this image, and they're trying to kind of refashion it as a really almost a call to arms, is a bit unnerving to me.
So what is the objective here? Nobody offers a free course like this without a master plan to do something.
Mm-hmm. I think you hit on a really important point, actually, is that, that, you know, they keep talking about a republic, by the way. In the course, they talk about a republic. And so, you know, conversation about democracy is not mm-hmm. really at the heart of the course. It's about a Christian republic. Now, look, as a minority myself, you know, and I respect Christianity, and I'm very familiar with Christianity, and I've read portions of the New Testament, and I admire, you know, the messages there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm Jewish. I'm a minority in this country. And so I feel, you know, a little bit uncomfortable, maybe more than a little bit uncomfortable with this idea that Christianity should hold sway, and that, you know, what does that mean for someone like me? And my husband's a Muslim. Like, what does mm-hmm. that mean for people like us? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, yeah, they're not talking about democracy. They're talking about a republic, and they're talking about kind of the brass tacks of how to kind of, as Rick Green put it, get into the mixing bowl of the political process to make that republic, you know, Christian republic manifest.
Mm-hmm. How big a thing is this? Do you know how many people are getting programmed to be a good biblical citizen?
You know, I'm estimating it, kind of roughly estimating it in the thousands. I think it's kind of hard to pin down because you don't know, you know, how many people have taken the programming into their homes or into their churches. But, you know, Rick Green has also gone to speak at churches about biblical citizenship. So it's not just a passive thing that they're offering up this programming for people to take, you know, from the website and share in their churches. It's also that he's actively promoting it. Mm-hmm. You know, I've seen a couple of videos on YouTube with him talking about biblical citizenship that have thousands of views, you know, and then you have to kind of think about the numbers of, you know, it's not just the people participating in the course. It's also like, you know, the courses that are being led in churches, mm-hmm. you know, biblical citizenship courses that are being led in churches. Yeah. You know, in my article, I mention one of the Constitution coaches who has been doing this for quite a while. I mean, almost a decade. And he said that his name is Ken Davis. And he said that in 2012, you know, he led his first class, Constitution Alive. You know, it was Rick Green's materials. He led his first class in basically a closet in the church, and there were only three participants. But as things are kind of catching on, his classes have grown. The demand for this material has grown. And so now he's offering three 10-week classes a year. And his last course had 60 enrollees and took place in the church's auditorium. So, I mean, I think that, you know, we're seeing some of the language and ideas catch on, you know, and that they're catching on and they're kind of taking on a life of their own. Mm-hmm. By the way, I want to add, I pulled up the email from Rick Green and to offer one of the definitions he offered me of biblical citizenship. And this is a definition that did not make the story. My editor cut it because she felt like it was a little bit too amorphous, and I agree, but I want to share it with you guys. Okay. So this is a direct quote from Rick Green. He says, "Biblical citizenship in modern America is simply following biblical instruction on living out one's rights and responsibilities under the United States Constitution. For followers of Christ, this is not optional and is a practical application of discipleship under the Great Commission. For non-Christians, there is still great benefit to individuals and society when following the wisdom of the Bible." So that's the quote he offered me, you know, which my editor felt like she said, I still don't understand what biblical citizenship is.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I do want to offer it to you guys, you know, for our listeners.
These days, it's hard to decide which is a bigger threat to our democracy, extremist religious forces driving politics or politics perverting religion. Which side does this fall on?
You know what? I think about that question a lot, and I want to relate to it as someone who spent almost a decade in Israel. You know, I'm American Israeli. I also covered Israel as a journalist. And my focus was on, you know, among other things, I was really interested in the democratic space in Israel. Why am I talking about Israel? Because in Israel, we've seen this kind of shift to the right,
yes.
a broad kind of shift to the right. But it's happened by this process of kind of extremists who have broadened the tent, right? And as they kind of broaden the tent, it pulls all the rhetoric to the right. And it makes things that were once unacceptable, it brings them into the mainstream. Now, it's really interesting how extremism has worked over there, that you know, these really radical right wing, they say crazy things, they do crazy things that can kind of be rejected by the mainstream, but they just nudge they nudge things over little by little, you know, until things that were not acceptable in the mainstream do become acceptable. And I kind of feel like we're watching the same process happen now in the United States, that like the tent is being broadened. Some of the people on the far right, you know, are obviously discredited widely, but they by just offering the rhetoric and allowing themselves to be this kind of it's a kind of funny process, right? Because we can discredit them, and it makes us feel more comfortable by discrediting these far right. It's like it becomes the like kind of sort of right things become more acceptable. It's a very strange process, right? But that's the process I kind of see happening now, that there's this broadening of the tent that's nudging everything more to the right.
Ultimately, if the promoters of biblical citizenship get their way, what would our nation look like a few years down the road?
I mean, it wouldn't be a democracy.
Maya Jaradat is religion reporter at Deseret News and the author of the book, The Unchosen, The Lives of Israel's New Others. We'll link to her article, What is Biblical Citizenship, from stateofbelief.com. Maya, it's always great to talk with you, and I'm glad we did it again today. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us again on State of Belief Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. Your donations help keep us on the air. Thank you. Information on how to donate is available at stateofbelief.com. That's stateofbelief.com. Stay up to date by subscribing to the free weekly State of Belief podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And take a moment to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Be a part of the conversation. Social media helps connect like-minded people in conversation and company. I'd ask you to share State of Belief with just one person this week for whom you think this might be helpful. Our producer is Ray Kirstein. State of Belief Radio is a production of Interfaith Alliance. Become a member today at interfaithalliance.org. And be sure to join us next week for more stories from the intersection of religion, government, and politics. Until then, you all take care of each other. I'm Welton Gaddy. That's State of Belief.
The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.